98.1 KZE. That was Ray Bonneville with Tomorrow's Yesterday in honor of artist David Becker and his exhibition Yesterday's Tomorrow on display now at Time and Space Limited in Hudson. David, welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
We can hear your voice now. That's much better.
Good.
So, tell me, first of all, about the name Tomorrow's Yesterday. Where does that come from?
Well,
Yesterday's Tomorrow, excuse me.
Yeah, there you go. It really just came to me at one point, just looking at the work, and but I think it was fueled by comments from people that had come to the studio on studio visits and couldn't place, they thought the work was from a particular point in time. And that sort of, I mean, I didn't know what to think about it really. I mean, it's of now. But, of course, I've been looking at art for a long time, painting for a long time, so there's a lot of influences.
Sure. I mean, it's impossible not to be influenced, right? Like,
right.
We're gathering influences from throughout our lives. And certainly, like, there's a timeless quality to this. You've been kind enough to bring me this brochure so I can see some of the paintings. And, I mean, if you put one of these in front of me and said, when do you think this was made? I could say anything from the 1930s to 2024.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that probably fueled my attachment to that title.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So David, you are a painter. Is
That's
that
right.
your main medium? Do you dabble in other mediums as well?
For my art, that's my focus.
Yeah.
But I do a lot of drawing. Back in art school days, I did a lot of drawing, printmaking. Film studies, but I didn't really paint until I was way clear of the art school scene.
Mm.
And it just made sense for the work I was doing.
Yeah. There's a lot of sketching kind of incorporated into these. The series is called the Chimera Paintings, right?
Right, Chimera.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about these.
Well, you know, the Chimera is from Greek mythology, and they actually... The paintings were a nice melding of a lot of my drawing practice as well as the painting. So I just let the drawings kind of come to life in the painting.
Mm-hmm.
And they were really inspired by a group of drawings that I did, started in 2020, sketchbook drawings, which were just, I made a conscious decision to just do a drawing a day. I was traveling at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just do pencil on paper in a sketchbook. And that turned out to be very fruitful. And a lot of the drawings that I wound up doing were sort of the basis for a lot of the paintings now.
You know,
they were kind of the genesis of it.
So, Chimera, obviously, when we think of a chimera, we're thinking of, something that's a blend of different things. And these are certainly that. I mean, we've got some human sort of figures and then some more abstract shapes and I believe some... appliances. This looks like a gramophone type of thing to
sure,
me. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, is that open to interpretation or did you have something in mind?
Well, the paintings evolve from the process of doing the paintings.
Mm-hmm.
And as what happens with the drawings as well, so you're starting with an idea. The idea starts to evolve and turn into something else. And sometimes if you're trying to like render something, let's say, you pull it back in and you know, it's got a lot of different influences. But if you're trying to draw a car, it looks like a car. That's mm-hmm. what I mean by rendering. Where in this case, I was just following the drawing, and it would suggest a different thing. There's a certain ambiguity. And I wanted to capture that ambiguity. I wanted it to be potentially one thing or another. And there's a lot of linear aspects to the paintings. And the line can either be an edge or it can be a line. It can be a demarcation. It can be, if it's an architectural drawing, then it's the rules you follow visually to do something. So there's a lot of aspects to the line. And I just let all those different things come into play and not get in the way with where they were going in the course of doing the work. So...
Yeah. I'm chatting with artist David Becker. He's got an exhibit, Yesterday's Tomorrow, the Chimera Paintings, on display at Time and Space Limited in Hudson, running through July 7th. And you had an opening in May. What were kind of some of the reactions that folks were giving you?
It was very positive. I think, for one, the work fit with the space in a great way.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it could be called quirky. It was all plywood walls. And and that's all very different sized walls. It wasn't just a white box. So with the paintings that I brought, the paintings and drawings that I brought for the show, I had had a model that I worked on before then. So I sort of knew where I was going to place various paintings, but that it just worked really well. I mean, surprisingly well.
Yeah.
So I was really happy with that. And I think people reacted to the paintings and to the installation because it was a great space for it.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about Time and Space Limited if we can, because we were chatting off air. It's been extant for 50 years, which is an amazing amount of time for any business, and certainly, you know, an art gallery and an art dedicated space like them. Have you known the folks over at TSL for a while now?
I've known them since I started lurking around Hudson, you know, before I moved there full time. We were going back and forth from California before we moved full time to Hudson. Full time was 2020. Mm-hmm. But, and I'd gotten to know them. I just liked the space. And I met Linda Mussman and then Claudia Bruce and just liked them, liked what they were doing. So immediately kind of became friends of a sort. And over the time that we've been there, became better friends. So when she asked me if I'd be interested in doing something there, I said, yeah, I'd be thrilled. So, and it's run like a Kunsthalle in the sense that the Kunsthalle, which is popular, which is from Germany, of course, and popular around Europe, where it's an exhibition space with a program, but they don't have a collection, and they don't, it's not like a museum. Mm-hmm. They don't keep a collection, and they don't, they're not a gallery where they're promoting a particular artist. They just are a space. It's usually like a local community type space, and they do what they do.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, not just art showings, but also film and different community events, performance,
right?
Workshops,
kinds of stuff. It's really great.
Yeah, yeah. That's Time and Space Limited in Hudson. Definitely check it out if you haven't yet. Timeandspace.org, I believe, is the website. David Becker has been my guest. Please go up to Time and Space Limited. The exhibition Yesterday's Tomorrow runs through July 7th. David, anything else you want to talk about the exhibition? Anything we missed?
Well, you know, I'm just getting started on the next round of painting, so it's good to get a look at this one. So get up there and have at it.
Yeah.
Have a look.
So, yeah, like I said, I had too many songs chosen for you. So this kind of worked out. Here's some Stevie Wonder, Yester Me, Yester You, Yesterday on KZE.